The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy about today's show. Many thank you so much for hailing this taxi, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So now, normally, I email Benny on Wednesday morning with info for the next day's show. However, I was a little bit late this week as I was traveling. Yesterday, I am excited to share I was in New York to be on the Jenny McCarthy radio show again.
Awesome! Yay! Yeah!
Now, last time she was on a screen as she was in her Chicago studio, but yesterday I got to meet her in person.
Please tell me you name dropped me.
Let me tell you, you That's go okay right in, and I mean, you. She was so wonderful. I did readings for about 20 minutes, and I did 5 readings in 20 minutes. And
fantastic.
If you listen to this show, you can imagine how fast I was talking.
I could have seen so.
Well, I just really want to thank her and her amazing team. Everybody was so friendly and supportive. And well, Jenny, she is the best and such a beautiful person. Well, it is Thursday, so that must mean it is readings day. I'm here all hour ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight for whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I am doing a not one, not two, but 3-card tarot card reading with a first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. So give me a call if you'd like a reading. If you are hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary-looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open. Benny is standing by to take your call. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. Now, for those who are tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me. I am an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power, which is my whole focus. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels like you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, and can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move and shift that energy to their back. So now it's working as momentum and they're working only half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they are using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It is not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you with your glorious voice to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic as, in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading, sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't even determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can choose to go through to do anything from releasing stress or trauma, find a career of passion and purpose, embrace inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar. My company, you can learn more about me, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes. We go really into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes that's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site, EliteTarot.com, which is EliteTarot.com. And in addition to individual readings, I also do readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. So today, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today, I'm going to be using the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot Card Deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards online to see them, but I will also describe them. People always ask me about which deck is my favorite, and I gotta say it's the Rider-Waite Tarot Card Deck. There are thousands of different decks you can choose, anything from the Real Housewives Tarot, the Baseball Tarot, Gothic Tarot, anything you can imagine. People always ask, what is the best tarot card deck for them? And I say, it's the one that you connect to. So when you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I will cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that left hand because the non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically stick to my finger saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. However, as always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. A tarot card reading is just that visual representation of the little voice inside that We are always overruling. I do it myself. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're getting right to readings. Donna, hang tight. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And I'm ready to take a chance again. Ready to put my love on the line with you. Been living with nothing to show for it. You get what you get when you go for it.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. By the way, I hear that Barry Manilow song. I actually saw Barry Manilow in concert about 25 years ago, and it was the greatest experience ever.
Do you remember where exactly you were?
It was in England.
Oh, cool.
And he was wearing this purple jumpsuit. And he said at one point, he said, I'm going to do 20 minutes now of a compilation of some of my most romantic love songs.
Aww.
And for you women in the audience, this is going to be just a step down memory lane. And for you men in the audience, the next 20 minutes is going to be absolute torture.
Well, at least he's honest for some, not all, but maybe for some.
Exactly. Oh, it was a great concert.
That's great.
Well, let's get to calls and let's get to readings. Donna, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
Well, I just thought I'd have a card reading. I don't really have any specific questions.
Okay, general reading. Sorry, your phone is kind of breaking up a little bit. So
I'm out of it here.
Oh, no worries. Spirit energy comes through landline cell phones. It's all there. So I am just picking three cards on your behalf. Using my non-dominant hand, that third card is being a little stubborn. There it goes. Let's take a look and see what we've got for you. Okay, so we start with a big card, the Emperor. So the Emperor is a really heavy, weighty card. And so you probably, I could be wrong here, but it sounds as if things have not always been easy. And in fact, you really had to struggle and work for so much in your life. And it comes from having to kind of adopt this responsibility that was placed on you at an early age. And while you probably wanted to play more, at the same time, you never shirked that responsibility. And that energy has served you well, and it will continue to do so. But that responsibility first priority is kind of right now that energy, which makes it a little bit more challenging to embrace joy. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you know, just to go along with that, I just turned over the second card, something challenging or blocking you, and it's the Page of Swords. This is my favorite card out of all 78 cards, because this is my card that symbolizes the inner child. And it's a really interesting thing when you've got the Emperor and the inner child, because these are the really two energies that can really cohabitate well together. The inner child really needs to be that sense of joy and that sense of adventure. Taking Donna at 8 years old, 10 years old, when you're imagining all the exciting things you wanted to do and you're coming from a place of strength, we need to incorporate that energy now. However, from the Emperor's perspective, when that responsibility first, got to do things for others before yourself, when that feels threatened by that sense of joy, because again, it's not going to feel familiar. It doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong, though. So it's important that you thank that energy for keeping you safe and really just assure it that you're not replacing it. It's not going anywhere, but we're just adding in. Imagine that you've got two children and the new one comes around. You got to assure the first child that the person's not being replaced. We're just adding to the love. But give yourself permission to really tap into that sense of adventure, because Donna, you're just getting started. There is a lot more excitement, a lot more opportunity, a lot more joy to be had. It just means kind of giving yourself that permission to go through, in a sense, the motions of joy, even if it doesn't immediately feel as normal as it does being responsible and taking that seriousness. It will, but we just got to start somewhere. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Excellent. The advice card is the Eight of Pentacles. So I have to say, this goes along with that Emperor card, because the Eight of Pentacles, you may have a little tendency of the OCD perfectionist quality. And because in this card, you see a person hard at work creating a beautiful group of pentacles. However, there's no more room left, and the guy is still hard at work kind of tweaking and making the pentacles just perfect. Know that things are just not going to be perfect for your standards. However, don't let that serve as a brain self-sabotage, almost like a deliberate attempt of your brain on an unconscious level to sabotage your desire for joy by saying, I'm not ready to embrace joy because I still need to tweak this. I'm not ready to go out and do something for myself because this, whatever I'm working on, is not quite ready. It will never be fully ready for you, but it's pretty too darn good ready anyway for others. Give yourself permission to release something and let go of the desire to just hold on perfect, perfect, perfect. Recognize where that's coming from, coming directly from that emperor perspective. Again, this is a time, 2018 is a time of embracing that, tapping into that inner child spirit and letting her set the course forward. Can you think of some of the things that you used to love to do when you were like 8, 10 years old that would just have you laughing, giggling, and just feeling strong and powerful, whether it was painting, dancing, riding your bike, playing softball, anything like that?
Right, right.
Can you think
I do. I there is something very heavy going on in my life right now. So that's
excellent.
But I'm still having fun.
Excellent. Recognize, though, that this is the inner child spirit. So you want to honor that inner child spirit. So if, like, you suddenly get this desire to do coloring books or play hula hoop or anything like that, do it. Give yourself permission to do it. Release that need to feel like you need to kind of tweak and perfect and just have fun, because that's what this new chapter is really all about.
Okay.
I hope that was helpful for you.
It wasn't?
I hope that was helpful for you.
It was very helpful. Very.
Oh, I'm so glad. Will you please keep me updated?
I will. Excellent. Enjoy the program. It's all great. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You made my day. Thanks so much for calling. Well, we're going to go right to the next call. Why wait? So Sue, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy you are here too and you're calling. Welcome to the show. Is there anything you have a question about today?
Well, I have a question about my career path and my health. I don't know if that's okay to ask two questions.
Well, you know, in some ways, a lot of times they all kind of, from my perspective, they are all intertwined, because it's all about that energy that on an unconscious level we're putting forth. And so if you're putting out strong energy on a career level, is probably also impacting your health on a positive way. If you're putting out kind of a weakened energy on a career level, it's all intertwined. You know, the hip bones connect to the thigh bones, connect to the headache, you know, so who knows how it all kind of works out.
I completely agree with that.
Excellent. Well, let's take a look and see what we got here. So the first card that comes up is the Four of Pentacles. Pentacles talks a lot about career. Now, the Four of Pentacles, so it's a little bit of kind of like, I've learned not to censor myself. And so the word that comes up is kind of emotional constipation, because you see a guy and he's like holding on to four pentacles so tightly. He's got a pentacle on his head. He's holding a pentacle in front of him. He's got a pentacle under one foot and he's got a pentacle under another foot. And so he's got a crown on his head, although this is not a king or queen card. So you have all the strength you need in order to manifest that joyful career. However, there's this feeling of just holding on and being so protective over perhaps your ideas, over your thoughts, over your work, that from an energy perspective, it makes it that much more challenging for him to accept any gifts from the universe in the form of open doors. So I always say go through open doors, but honor red flags. But if he's holding on so tightly, he would have to let go of something in order to move around. Plus, also, there's a great strain. It's like almost the strain on a mind, body, and spirit level. So it is kind of perhaps all relate, although I'm not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. And so definitely seek any medical attention from a licensed professional. But there is a general strain, and it comes from this feeling of needing to be very self-protective. Does that resonate?
Yes. I actually, yesterday was my last day at my job of 2 years. That was, I have to say, probably the most dysfunctional place I have ever worked in my life. But I stayed working there truly for financial reasons. And then I just told my husband, I've just got to go, or else it's going to affect my health too much. So luckily he was on board with that.
Excellent. Excellent. And you know, no experience is ever wasted. And so you probably took so much information from that experience in terms of what you don't want going forward, what is it truly important to you? Because it's almost as if this whole experience has just tightened you up, and not necessarily in a positive way, in that it's kind of, there's a strain and stress, as I said before, that impacts mind, body, and spirit level. Now, something challenging or blocking you, something challenging or blocking you is the Page of Wands. This is a fantastic card, but it's in kind of that block position because, again, it's almost like you need time to sort of just chill and heal from this last experience. Because the Page of Wands, pages are all about beginnings. Wands are all about creativity and feeling inspired. And here you've got this page, and he's got a bird on his head. He's got this colorful outfit, and this page is really out there. And so it's almost like two very different scenes. It's almost like you conformed in yourself to fit some model or some mold for the last experience. But what was almost stifling you is that you're like super kooky and creative. And I say that with total love and respect. And now, and the thing is that the longer you're in the strain and stress of that conventional position, the more it's harder to reconnect with that creative side that's just who you are. The key is not to dilute that part, but rather bring it back, and bring it back in a big way. Taking the guidance and experience from this whole last job as you go forward in a completely different direction. Now, I am going to keep you as well as me in total suspense on the advice card because I got to take a break. So hang tight. Okay. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be turning over that last card. Plus, we got more readings to do. Anna, hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! check us out at drpatcho.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about readings at an event or workshop nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So right before the break, I was talking with Sue. Sue, are you still with me?
I am here.
Excellent. So we were halfway through the reading. We started with the Four of Pentacles talking about just really feeling like you had to be self-protective, kind of hunkering down, which while it's completely understandable from an energy perspective, it really curtails that energy. It just kind of makes it more challenging to be open to all the fantastic good stuff being presented in your way. However, something challenging or blocking you is the Page of Wands, talking about the start of a new chapter, one where it's really about tapping into that that endless amount of creativity and unconventional, sort of an unconventional mode of thinking. Now, this is coming as a challenge because it's really hard not to let the past experience kind of mess with your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. So just be gentle with yourself during this time and give yourself permission to heal from it. You may even want to do a releasing exercise and handwrite a letter to your last job. You know, say, "Dear job, I hate you. I'm so glad that I left you. And these are the reasons. This is how you made me feel." Just to anything that you're carrying forward, put it down on paper. But then at the end, say, "However, I choose to live my life with love and strength and joy. And so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward." Immediately, do not read it over. Do not check it for spelling. Do not take a picture of it. Do not go to the bathroom. Immediately burn or shred the letter, noting how your body feels as your brain can consciously see that you are releasing this chapter, but you're not doing it with anger, but rather you're doing it with acceptance. You're taking then you're more able to take some of the lessons, because unfortunately, sometimes we learn the most from negative experiences, but all of that is the process as we go forward to the next positive experience. in terms of that positive experience, in terms of the positive experience, I got to tell you, the advice card, it's one of the big tumultuous cards, and it is card number 16, the Tower. So in the Tower, you have lightning striking a gray tower, and the crown on top of that tower is being shot off by the lightning bolt. The tower is on fire, and you see two individuals, which is all you left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, being thrust out of the tower, falling down, and there's this panic on their face like, holy crap, what's going on? So this is an advice card. So this is not saying to set your house on fire, but this is really saying, give yourself permission to really go in a completely different direction. However, take this experience as knowing what not to, what you need going forward, but it's really about not compromising who you are and your unique voice and your unique sense of creativity. Also, recognize that going forth in a more authentic way may feel a little bit uncomfortable because it's just unknown. However, this is also a time of liberation. You can look at it as a scary time, or you can look at it as that liberating time. You know, in a sense, if you have a house, and it was an okay house, you got what you needed from it, but you want to build a huge mansion on top of it, when you see that house being destroyed, it can still be a moment of shock. And it's like, oh my gosh, what now? What now? And that's totally understandable. Just be as present as possible. Really give yourself some self-love during this time. Release the past, just so that you then can have a better sense of what your needs are on a clear way as you go forward to the next chapter. Because this next chapter is all about being your, having your authentic voice rule the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm going to take a quick break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Welcome back to Technical Difficulties Solved Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Had a little technical snafu there, but all is back. And I was just finishing up the reading with Sue. Sue, sorry about the technical difficulties. Please keep me updated. But what a neat time going forward. Just a little bit. It's okay to be afraid of not knowing where the future is lying. Just stay as present as possible and allow that authentic creative voice to shine through. So we are going to go to our next call, hopefully stay through with the technical difficulties. Anna. Anna, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Excellent.
My question is that I lost my son, Mikey, 4 years ago today, and I would like to find out. It was the hardest time of my entire life. I would like to know, will I ever get back to my old self again, being more happy like I used to be?
Oh, well, first of all, of course, this I cannot even imagine what it the pain and everything that you have gone through. And I am so, so sorry. Are you able to still feel him? Do you still communicate with him? Do you still feel his spirit with you?
I don't feel, sometimes I do. And sometimes I feel like a light touch last week on my forehead. I don't dream about him. I don't really remember my dreams. I do talk to him. Yes, I would, you know, love to know how he's doing, and I miss him.
And yeah.
But how do I, will I ever be my happy self again? Because I think I still have a wall around me somehow.
Yeah, and totally understandable. Well, you know, the first card that I pulled actually was the Death card. And so, you know, and this is a card about change. And here you see that death spirit, and it's a young man riding a horse, and he's carrying representing change. But in this death card, in his left hand, he's holding a flag, and on that flag is a giant white rose. And so I see that him bringing that gift, that message of love and spirit as he's coming through, particularly today, as it is that anniversary and of the death. And change is definitely taking place. The thing about change is sometimes we don't feel it. It's happening until it's already happened. And so the key part is to make sure that you're staying as present as possible during this time of change, because this, with this death card, it is really about riding this time of change through. And you will never fully, you know, there will always be that part that still feels sad and of course and holding on to the memories and everything. That's just part of it. However, you also have joy and happiness waiting for you. In the death card, it's a gray sky because times of change, times when that death process is going through, times are kind of murky and sad. However, in the far right side of the death card, you see a beautiful sunrise. And so as you're going through this time of change, just again, stay as present as possible. Give yourself permission to heal on that adult, but also on that inner child level. Really tap into what activities you did when you were 8, when you were 10, and really give yourself permission to do that. Have you also worked with a therapist or someone dealing with grief during this time?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes. And that,
excellent.
That was helpful, you know, to make me understand.
No, go ahead.
This time of change and the change I'm going through, what kind of change is that?
Well, it's really just allowing for that closure of just the grief process. Okay. I mean, it never 100% goes away, but, you know, this is just something that you have to ride itself through. Now, something challenging or blocking you is this beautiful sun card. And in this card, you still have also riding on a horse, but you have this young boy. And I would definitely encourage you to take a look at that death card where you see the rose being presented to you. And then something crossing you is the sun card where you see this young boy who is having joy and freedom and just really being at total peace and riding this horse. And there's 3 sunflowers behind him. So there's definitely some flowers. I don't know if flowers has some sort of significance to you, because in the death card, we've got the rose being presented and then the cross of the sun card with the 3 sunflowers behind. Then there's also a 4th sunflower that's sort of peeking out. It's kind of hidden. It's almost like a little gift to you. Feel free to give yourself flowers and know that the spirit is at peace. And now it's time just for you to really reconnect with your own sense of joy and give yourself permission to take those baby steps forward. Does that make sense? Do the flowers have that significance?
Yes, I do especially love a rose or a sunflower very much. And the young boy, I have a grandson, he is almost 4, and he gives me a lot of joy.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
He was born just 2 weeks after my son left us, after he passed away.
Oh my gosh. Well,
yeah, I love him very, very much, and I get to see him a lot, and he is my joy.
You know, I have to say, I think you have to cut yourself a break, because I think you're handling everything as well as can be expected. And but there is, let me tell you, 100%, there is joy in the future. There is laughter and happiness and just that feeling of personal satisfaction and vibrancy as you go forth. It's going to take some time. And the advice card is the Hierophant. And so for this card to be in the advice card, it really makes me kind of say, you know, do you have a good supportive group of friends, people you can go talk to, share some of the challenges, but also share the joys with? What is your network of friends and support system like?
I have a lot of friends, but I have become more reserved and to myself. You know, I used to be a very outgoing person, but I'm kind of more not very into socializing anymore.
You know, it's going to feel awkward as you begin to be more vulnerable, be more authentic. Make sure you're doing it with people who you trust and that supportive group. And no, it's not going to feel normal at the beginning. You know, I have to ask you, do you believe that you are going to feel good again? Do you believe that you are going to be able to laugh and have joy and sing and dance and have a beautiful chapter of life ahead? Do you believe that that is going to happen?
I am hoping that this will happen.
Okay. And
I can't say that I believe that it will.
That's
fine.
I'm
hoping.
And
that's what I want.
Yeah, that's okay. And I'm going to, and so I asked you that question for a reason, because I'm going to ask you that question again. Only this time, I want you to ignore the brain and the brain's wanting to resist. And instead, all I want you to say is yes. And I'll tell you why afterwards. Anna, do you believe that you are going to be happy and joyful again, that you are going to be experiencing life with pleasure and happy and dancing and singing as you go forward in this chapter of your journey? Do you believe that that will happen?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. I do as well. And I want you to note that when you said yes, I want you to kind of take an inventory of how the body physically feels, because I'm guessing that the body probably felt just a little bit lighter physically, even though the brain probably resisted. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. And so as you go forward, first of all, know that you just made your first few steps towards you manifesting being joyful. It's okay that the brain is not there yet. That's okay. We're not going to wait for the brain, because if you wait for one day for you to wake up and say, okay, I'm waiting for my brain to wake up and say, now I can be joyful, it's just not going to happen. And it's not that your brain hates you. It's just that the brain only likes the known. And this has been 4 years of known. And so for you to go into a new pattern of joy, your brain is going to resist. Instead, the energy that you're putting out there, note how it has an impact on that mind, body, and spirit level when all you said was yes. Cut out words like hoping, wanting, thinking, trying, feeling, because those words are keeping that gray kind of murky time. It's keeping it going longer. And so use that energy effectively, even though the brain is going to resist. You might even want to do an affirmation. And for me, an affirmation is a lie that you wish were true, but it needs to be hard to say. And it's said out loud just between you and the universe, just once a day. And for you, it would be something like, I, Anna, bless the past. I am so excited about embracing joy in the future and seeing where the universe leads me in light and love. And I love and accept myself. As you say that, your brain is going to resist. However, it's in saying it, one day you're going to wake up and suddenly it's going to freak you out. You're going to wonder what you had for dinner last night, because you're going to say, I do feel better. I am excited. And so it's about getting the ball started, even though you don't necessarily, your brain is not on board yet. Your brain will catch on, I promise you. Joy is definitely there. There's the beautiful sunrises in the horizon. Fill your home with as many flowers as you can. Even plastic ones will do. Screensavers, flowers. Give yourself that gift. Maybe plant some flowers and watch it grow as your joy also begins to grow. I hope that was helpful.
Nice.
And will you please keep me updated?
I will. And thank you. And that was very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you, everyone, so much for today's show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. I've got lots of exciting stuff to talk about. Plus, we'll be doing readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.